At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI has appealed for dialogue and reconciliation in Honduras.
Cari amici, in questi giorni sto seguendo con viva preoccupazione gli avvenimenti dell'Honduras.
In remarks to the faithful following the Sunday Angelus in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father said he is following the events of recent days in Honduras with deep concern. Honduras is currently the scene of a political stalemate after a coup last month that has brought international sanctions, raising the specter of further hardship and want for an already sorely tried populace.
Vorrei oggi invitarvi a pregare per quel caro paese.
Pope Benedict invited the faithful to pray for the maternal intercession of Our Lady of Suyapa in favor of the dear nation of Honduras, for the nation's leaders and all its people, that they might patiently walk the path of dialogue, mutual understanding, and reconciliation. The Holy Father went on to say this is possible if everyone in the country strives to look beyond particular interests, to seek the truth and tenaciously pursue the common good. Peaceful coexistence and genuine democratic life, he said, depend upon it.
E questa la condizione per assicurare una convivenza pacifica e un'autentica vita democratica.
The Holy Father assured the Honduran people of his prayers and gave them a special apostolic blessing. Ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father called on world leaders to work together to seek real answers to the serious problems facing all humanity. He said there are social inequalities and structural injustices in the world that are no longer tolerable.
Le problematiche in agenda erano talora drammaticamente urgenti.
In addition to immediate action, he said, they require a coordinated strategy to find lasting solutions. The Pope's appeal came in the wake of last week's G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, and days after the release of his encyclical letter, Caritas in Veritate, to which he referred, saying the Church does not have technical solutions to offer, but is able to offer all the teachings of the gospel of love and justice. Pope Benedict also looked forward to the summer holidays ahead of his departure for the Italian Alps later in the week. He reminded summer holidaymakers to drive carefully and expressed the hope that the summer months might also be an opportunity for everyone to restore the spirit, especially through prayer.
La preghiera non conosce distanze e separazioni.
Prayer, said Pope Benedict, knows no distance nor separation. Wherever we are, it makes us one heart and one soul. The Holy Father also greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I am pleased to greet the English-speaking visitors here today. I know that some of you have come from us far away, in Sydney, Australia, and I extend a particular welcome to you, remembering the joyful celebration of World Youth Day in your city almost exactly a year ago. To all who are on pilgrimage on holiday at this time, I offer the assurance of my prayers that you will find refreshment in body and spirit and an opportunity to draw closer to the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving. May God bestow his blessings of joy and peace upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home.